Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are aggregating your phone calls right now. We're going to be taking them for the next hour. I want to, again, reiterate that I covered in detail the phases we're in right now. This is the real coronavirus agenda. I'm going to hit the rest of these headlines while we're getting your calls lined up. Phase one, shut down the U.S. permanently. You're seeing that. Phase two, end the U.S. economy and dollar. You're seeing that. Phase three, end U.S. elections. They're in the process of that. Phase four, disarm America. You're seeing that. Five, total grid of surveillance. You're seeing that. And really, I guess phase six would actually be the medical tyranny phase, which would actually be phase six. But I forgot to mention earlier. But I'd say phase six is the medical tyranny stage. You're seeing that with the vaccines and everything. And then, just to kind of really put an exclamation point on that, in Brazil, the Christ the Redeemer statue, which is one of the most beautiful, amazing things. I was blessed enough to go there when I was in Brazil 3 years ago. Really is incredible. And there's a little church there, too, that's at the bottom of it that I prayed in, too. But they're now putting a doctor's outfit over Christ the Redeemer. Hey, look, doctors are great. Nurses are great. These are great people. But this is now a false idol effect. Worshipping Western medicine, worshipping the medical industry, worshipping all of that instead of Jesus Christ. So this, to me, is blasphemous for multiple reasons, but I'll leave it right there. Anyway, that's just, again, the phase six medical tyranny with the vaccines. Phase seven, end the U.S. family. We're seeing that. Oh, you don't take your vaccine, you lose your kids. Oh, you caught coronavirus, you lose your kids. Phase eight, create infighting. Make Chinese people the victims. You're seeing that. People are fighting each other over there wearing a mask. People are saying, oh, the poor Chinese are experiencing racism now. Phase nine, total social and thought control. You're seeing that as well. You can't say things about the coronavirus without getting censored. They're also taking people to psych wards. They have introduced a protection, an Anthony Fauci Protection Act to Congress. You can't say anything bad about Fauci. And then phase 10, assume total control. You can only spend money with their people. You can only shop with their people. You can only do what they say if you follow the certain guidelines. Take the vaccine from their people. Ride on their transit. This is the 10 phases to bring down America, and we enter a period of human global enslavement. Now, what you choose to do with that information is up to you. But again, folks, on the back end of it, we're such a pathetic joke. We've been usurped, and we get nothing from our usurpers. The FBI, the CIA, NASA, the NSA, the federal government, they've usurped all of our powers and abilities of self-government, and what have they given us? Nothing. Nothing. I shouldn't say nothing because people will say, but the FBI, look, there's good people, they've done things, okay? I shouldn't say nothing. But what have we done about the traitors? What have we done about the treason? What have we done about the child sex networks? What have we done about the industrial level sex trafficking with Epstein? What have we done about the blackmail? What have we done about the fake wars? What have we done about the lies of the JFK assassination and the Gulf of Tonkin and others? What have we done? What has the CIA done? What has the FBI done? What has any of these groups done other than actually cement these false narratives into our history? And these are the groups that are supposed to protect and lead us, that we've usurped all of our powers of self-government, given up to them? Look up Ted Gunderson. Here's what I'm going to say, because I have a weird feeling. Because, folks, there's phases of awakenings that are like micro phases right now during this major phase. And Trump has been a phase, 9/11's been a phase, Pizzagate's been a phase, Q has been a phase. This coronavirus is the biggest phase yet, and we haven't realized it yet. But this is the biggest awakening phase happening right now. And I don't know what comes of it. I'm just seeing it happening right now. And it's explosive.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
I'm really not sure how to properly cover this, but we're in the middle of the next phase of the Great Awakening right now, and it really hasn't set in yet because it's kind of such a mystery flavor, unlike what we've seen that has been really in a narrow hallway in a specific development, whether it's 9/11 or Trump being elected or other minor events like the Boston Marathon bombing or Waco. Or whether it's Trump getting elected or the WikiLeaks or QAnon or Pizzagate. These are all minor, small, focused phases on a specific issue in a larger awakening that's happening right now in America. But the coronavirus awakening has really just begun. And it's bigger than all of them. I would say realistically, if you're trying to measure it, the biggest would probably be Trump, 9/11, I'd say those two are probably the top that I've seen in my lifetime, as far as just big, as far as, you know, numbers of people are concerned, being a part of it. And like kind of the first one was like the Gulf and talking with the Vietnam War in the modern history sense. But this coronavirus awakening that we are just starting to scratch the surface of is immeasurable, folks. Because what it's going to do is it's going to send people down the path of all the past awakenings. And it's going to be like a tsunami of red pills. And I don't know how the country is going to respond in the middle of this, but it's, and I'm not meaning this in a violent way, but it is explosive. I mean, it's waiting to tick off. And so all these people that are now seeing this coronavirus pandemic and the shutdown and their lives are being affected and they're wondering what the hell is going on. They're looking at everything else now. They're looking at the WikiLeaks. They're looking at the QAnon. They're looking at the Pizzagate. They're looking at the 9/11. They're looking at the Gulf of Tonkin. They're looking at the JFK assassination and their eyes are beaming. They're beaming and there's an energy. Everybody knows the red pill energy. It's not one energy, it's a lot of energies, like a wave, but it is an energy. It is a force. And I'm thinking that we're about to see this awakening happen. Now, we're in the middle of the attack on America unlike we've ever seen. This is the permanent plan to shut down America for forever and create the worldwide corporate government surveillance grid forced vaccination agenda in the next 10 years. They have to kill America first. It's a slow process. They're in the middle of this, folks. They never meant to reopen the economy after coronavirus. Never. Never. But now you're seeing protests in Michigan with Operation Gridlock. We're monitoring that. It's wild. Thousands, if not tens of thousands out. They're calling for the recall of their governor, who's obviously a Democrat operative, probably a Chinese operative as well. Almost 300,000 signatures in a week for her to be recalled. And we're just looking at some of these images. I have a protest coming up Saturday at the state capitol. You can't close America rally. I don't like calling it a protest because it's not a protest. It's a standing up for yourself exhibition. It's a workout. It's an exercise. You can't close America this Saturday at noon at the Texas State Capitol. I hope you can make it. There's also one tomorrow. Now, I had nothing to do with the one tomorrow. I got the information. I will be there. It's in front of the governor's mansion at noon tomorrow. So I'll be a part of that, too. I didn't organize that. I am trying to organize and rally, though, Saturday at noon at the state capitol, which is just catty corner to the governor's mansion. So it's really the same area. But ours is going to be at the Texas State Capitol steps. The one tomorrow is at the governor's mansion. I'll be at that, too. But I will be there Saturday as well. Hope to see you there. Now, again, folks, I'm going to be taking your calls this entire hour. I'm not... I tell you what's on my mind. Specifically, I like to be personal when I tell you about the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I talk about the things that I use. The air filters, the water filters, the shower heads, the supplements. But, you know, just like I doubled up on my emergency food supply from InfoWarsStore.com at the beginning of this, I'm thinking about doubling up again. Because I don't know how much longer you're going to be able to order storable food. And if America doesn't have a serious, like, lightning strike awakening here soon, we're really in for some rough times, folks. The supply lines are really deteriorated, and there's no signs of them opening back up. Now, I could re-air the entire three-hour war room I did, which I normally host on Band.Video for 3 hours, where we took calls from truckers and freight and logistics people, which I was already getting intel on. I'm from the Midwest. It's the hub of this, where they're already saying, yeah, Owen, we got about a week, maybe two, maybe a month at most. And then it's just like, we don't know. We've never seen anything like this. There's nothing to be shipped. Nobody's placing orders. You know, they don't know what's going on. Except that, yeah, when you go to the store in a month, there might not be anything. Other than the fake bacon, like, you know, the vegan bacon or whatever that nobody wants. The black bean burger. So, plan accordingly, folks. But we still are taking orders on emergency food at InfoWarsStore.com. We're one of the few places left that can actually deliver on your purchases. So this isn't like a fear-mongering thing. I'm telling you what I'm thinking. I'm telling you what's going on in my head. I'm telling you what I'm processing. And that's, even though I've already got emergency food supplies, I mean, plenty for myself. It's like I still just want to maybe double down just because it's smart. And again, InfoWarsStore.com, one of the last places to get emergency storable food supplies. Okay, let's start on the phone lines now, and then we're really going to commit the rest of this hour before my guest Deanna Lorraine joins me, who was, of course, retweeted by President Trump with the Fire Fauci hashtag. She got all kinds of hate for that. How dare she want to fire a total failure, a total fraud to America? Well, let's go out to the phone lines now and start with Kenny. Kenny in Ohio. Go ahead. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
How you doing, Owen? How you doing today?
Good. Thank you.
Personally, man, I appreciate what you've done, you know, filling in for Alex and being what you did at the, you know, telling that Nadler and all that good stuff. Man, I really appreciate it. You're doing great work.
Thank you.
My point is, I think we're done. Just the way things are going right now, I don't see it coming back where we want it to be. I just think that we're in a spot right now that's really bad, and I don't think they're going to flick it back on. I don't.
Well, there's no doubt they don't plan on putting it back on, but see, this is the catch-22, if you want to call it that. They can't tell us what to do. It's like the whole notion that they can tell you to close your business or wear a mask. I mean, what are they going to say next? You have to wear a butt plug to stop AIDS. I mean, so it's just like, no.
And another thing that looking at, I don't think anybody's mentioned it yet, is like with all the climate change and stuff like that, now that people are in their house, they're not using much fossil fuels and all those things. Everything, hey, look, the world's starting to heal itself. You know, man made this.
You know what, Kenny? I'm so glad you said that. This is one of those things that rattles around in my mind that I always forget to say. You are 100% right, folks. They're going to start rolling out stories saying, look at the CO2 emissions down. Look, we can see this. We can see the sky. Oh, my gosh, this is total proof. You don't need to leave your home. We need to stop. You are 100% spot on. It's almost a guarantee within a month they're going to start re-pushing the Green New Deal. Maybe not. They may wait, but it is in their agenda. It is in their playbook 110% to re-roll out the Green New Deal using the shutdown during coronavirus as the reason to doing so. the crew is already finding the stories where they're beginning this narrative.
That's what they're going to do. That's what they're already going to do right now. And everybody could be futuristic, like everybody was seeing back in the 90s. Let's see these, like Wall-E.
Yep. And in fact, honestly, you know,
robots.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, Kenny, that is actually probably the backup plan here. Because the coronavirus pandemic is failing, really. It's been totally exposed. The lies of the media, the hospital war zones, fake news, all of that's been totally exposed. The real threat, like, they're on TV saying this coronavirus is the most contagious thing since anything ever. But they have to put a 3-inch swab up your nose to test you for it? No, that doesn't make sense. So the whole coronavirus thing has an expiration date. It can't last forever. But once the coronavirus expires, the next bullet, the next gun to your head is going to say, you're killing the earth. And if we don't stop killing the earth, we're all going to die from global warming or super tornadoes or whatever the hell it is. There's no doubt that's their fallback plan after coronavirus expires.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Folks, what more do you need to see besides Bill Gates calling for forced vaccinations worldwide and then legal protection in case it kills you? Microsoft using Zoom to now operate all classrooms across the world that is a Chinese spy tool. Microsoft unveiling the next new art spectacular, trying to cement known Satan worshiper, Satan queen priestess Marina Abramovich into history forever as the first ever, the groundbreaker, a known witch. You know, I don't know what I can call these people. This is a family-friendly audience here. We're on television and radio. But, I mean, these are demon. They're damn demons, man. Like, I don't know what else to say to you. They roll out Marina Abramovich. Again, this is a demon, folks. A demon. What else do I have to say to you? And now the World Health Organization has just announced the One World Concert. And they put out a graphic of a devil. They're not even hiding it anymore. And it's like, I just laugh at these pathetic people. I feel bad even saying that because we're all in this together, folks. We're all human. We need to lift each other up. But, I mean, my God, these people are so pathetic. They get offended over me because I tell someone to shove a mask up their ass. It's like, hey, buddy, in case you haven't noticed, they're trying to force us with vaccinations and microchips. And they're putting known devil worshippers in for your children to see. And they're having drag queen pedophile story time. Like, oh, yeah, but, oh, how dare Schroyer say shove a mask up your ass. It's like, wow, you're a freaking joke, dude. But guys, see if you can find the tweet from World Health Organization I just retweeted. One World! The World Health Organization is having a One World concert and all the artists are going to be dressed up as Satan. We've been hoaxed again, folks. We've been hoaxed again. I have no fears. You're not going to scare me.
Oh, but what about the people getting sick? What about the death numbers, Schroyer? How dare you say that?
I don't give a damn. I'm done. There's your little Satan performance. Don't worry.
The World Health Organization and global citizens announce One World Together at Home, brought to you by Satan. And if you want to be a really good citizen of the world, you will offer up your youngest child as food to Lady Gaga. And you should be so happy if Marina Abramovich would cook that little leg as part of her spirit cooking for the Podestas to eat.
Oh, you think it's all a joke? Oh, you wait. Oh, I pray to God. I pray to God someone gets a hold of Anthony Weiner's laptop and makes it public. Do you have any idea what's on that laptop, folks? Look, I talked about it, and I hate being redundant, but folks, I'm telling you, the New York Police Department and FBI that have seen it, there's a civil war happening here. Half of them want the world to see it. The other half don't want anybody to see it, folks. Why do you think Sidney Powell came out the other day, who's representing General Flynn, and said, yeah, if the world ever saw what's on Anthony Weiner's laptop, everything would change? Folks, It's worse than Jeffrey Epstein. Let me go back to your calls, because, I mean, I just... Let's go to Don in Michigan. Go ahead, Don. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Greetings and salutations, Info Warriors. I wanted to address the nature of the enemy that we're directly confronting right now, or actually just kind of running away and hiding from at the moment. We're dealing with a Chinese regime that has used infanticide against all of their girls. They've got an entire generation of fighting-age men chomping at the bit for conquest. They then release a bioweapon that permanently damages your heart, your lungs, kidneys, and testicles, rendering men basically impotent and shells of their former selves. If this is true, think of it from a military standpoint. It's just...
Well, I'm glad you said that, and I'm not trying to cut you off here, because I'm going to let you continue, but I'm really glad you said that, because I want to hammer that home. Look, I'm seeing all these stories about coronavirus, just like you are. I don't believe any of them at face value. So I'm glad you said that, if it's true, which leads us to a whole nother discussion. If we know all this, and by the way, you've got Tom Cotton calling it out as a Chinese bioweapon. You've got Josh Hawley basically kind of echoing that, but not so many words. And so if we know that, and that's why we did this, well, we deserve to know that truth. We deserve to know that we've been attacked by China. We deserve to know that this is all going on. So maybe it's true and they're covering it up. Maybe it's not true and they're building the hype. So I'm glad you just kind of laid that out there in that fashion. Go on, though.
Also, take note of this. We have an entire carrier fleet infected with this disease at the moment. I haven't heard of a single case of a Chinese Red Army soldier being affected.
I was reading a story out of China that was basically laughing at the United States. Like, ha-ha. Your Navy is done for. We just went back into the Taiwan coast. We went just back into the Chinese Sea. Beijing is fine. Shanghai is fine. There's no outbreak here. Ha ha ho ho hee. And then they run stories, the Wall Street Journal, coronavirus death toll in Europe, likely far higher than first reported. What about China? What is going on in China? It's like everybody's so afraid of China. Why? What, does China have everybody by the balls?
Well, apparently they do. Because look at how America has just rolled over to them. I live near Lansing, Michigan, East Lansing, where MSU is. It's completely overrun with Chinese party members. They've built luxury condos for them. They have an art museum called Broad Art Museum, which is an ode to Satan and an ode to China. We're dealing with people. Listen, every town has a restaurant named New China. They're flaunting it in your face, and they have been for years. This has all been part of the plan. They go into a city, a Democratic-run city, and make it rain. They suddenly own, like, most of the real estate in America. I mean, this is a crisis that people aren't willing to face.
And see, here's the difficult thing that we have to navigate knowing this. The whole entire New World Order agenda was to be brought forth after a world war with China that would devastate the Chinese population, much to the Chinese party's, Communist Party's liking, and it would hurt the U.S.'s population, but then they could rig that narrative however they want and create the New World Order just like they did after World War II. So now the difficult thing that they can't pull that off with Hillary like they wanted, how do we navigate these waters with Trump so that we can actually have a real war? A real world war that gets rid of the Chi-Com agents, gets rid of the deep state globalists, the sex traffickers, the pedophiles, the robber barons, and all of that, and frees the Chinese people.
Yeah, we have a chance to be liberators. There's no doubt about it. And not from an offensive invasion standpoint, but from a defensive and a moral high ground.
Yeah.
We need to project American power, but we need to do it in a way that the world can get behind, not the way that the military-industrial complex...
And that's another challenge for Trump to try to fix. With all the dirty deeds of the CIA and the FBI over the years, that's why, just shut them all down, man. I mean, just shut them all down. I'm done.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
J. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, maybe it's good we're more civilized and tolerant. Maybe it's not. Because let me tell you something. People like Bill Gates and Marina Abramovich shouldn't even be allowed to step out in public in this country. That's not a threat. I'm just saying, these people are trying to force vaccinate the world, worshiping Satan, and we use them as spokesmen for our health? We use them as spokesmen for our technology? What? We should be wholeheartedly rejecting these scumbags. It's unbelievable. I mean, folks, I'm so infuriated right now. I really just need to go to your calls. But more news is coming in. Wall Street Journal reporting possible Chinese nuclear testing is happening right now. Oh, that's nice. So China just shut down our Navy and we docked the ship. And now China's moved into Taiwan, moved into the South China Sea. And now they're doing nuclear testing again. Oh, by the way, doctors are now being fined for prescribing hydroxychloroquine that is known as an effective treatment. And people are now, governments are now looking at ways to stop the social distancing loopholes, like you being on your private property, talking to your neighbor on their private property. Not kidding you. And we're putting up with this crap? All right. Let's go back out to the phone lines. James in Indiana. You are on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead, James.
Man, Owen, there's so much news coming out. Houston, Texas VA has given a veteran with stage 4 cancer a death sentence because of canceled appointments to coronavirus. There's over 200 dead veterans across the VA throughout the country that need independent review because of the dozen homicides at West Virginia VA. Austin, Texas, last year, a veteran committed suicide. It came out the patient advocates and VA will retaliate for speaking out. Article badge of shame. Government's war on veterans, Operation Vigilant Eagle, it was created to go after veterans that speak out against the government. The Daily Caller also released the VA whistleblower hit list. The post office is in a panic over the coronavirus, looking to go bust. They're one of the biggest employers of veterans. They waste millions of dollars because their lobbies are not separate from a lot of their warehouses, so they heat a lot of their warehouses, which is a simple fix. If Trump would listen, get a hold of Senator Braun's office, he could take care of that. The other thing's coming out, they already screwed up the stimulus package. A guy in Indiana got $8.2 million deposited into his account.
Well, lucky guy.
And senators are concerned over the FBI manipulation and 9/11 cases are coming out. The FBI has canceled FOIA requests. Five of the 29 other cases looks like they lied on. They target innocent people, and the news report came out and said dirty cops must go to jail. There'll be no trust for generations. I, myself, I'm boycotting the DOJ. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. If they bring a case against you, I'm finding everybody innocent because they've been found time and time again of committing felonies against our citizens, and they do jack crap. And the people
it's the same thing. Like, the FBI can lie to us all day long, but if you lie to them, you're getting locked up, bud. Totally illegal. Anything else?
Yeah,
that's a powerful call. Anything else, James?
No, that's it. I just hope they help this veteran out of Houston, Texas. I mean, they're giving him a death sentence and neglecting the coronavirus. It's going to kill him. It's going to be neglect.
And you know there's dozens, if not hundreds, of similar cases. And, you know, we actually had someone call in who knew that veteran, and I had so many calls in the war room the other day I wasn't able to get to it. Maybe they can call into the war room today and get a hold of Harrison Smith or maybe even call in. I know our lines are filled, but I just can't even believe that we're sitting here taking it. But I will say people are getting their stimulus checks this week. They began getting them. And people are finally also getting their unemployment checks with back pay. This is all being reported to me. So it's kind of convenient. Like right as we've kind of reached our fed up point with this, the money starts coming out. You know, puts you back in the home, comfortable again. Oh, how convenient. Let's go to John in Oregon. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Owen. Just was sitting here the other day listening to you guys, and you mentioned the hospital ships, how like they are pretty much unused after all that. And I'm sorry, my daughter. So I'm going to go because my daughter's throwing a fit. Sorry about that.
But, all right, John, I just got to jump. Hold John if you can get her under control. She's panicking right now because they're trying to steal her future. I totally get it. Let's go to Lyle in Idaho while John tries to appease his daughter there. Go ahead, Lyle.
Hey, Owen. God bless you, man. I'm calling today just to kind of lay out our situation here, you know, with my family and stuff. I really like Catherine Austin Fitz's comments here the other day about calling this a plandemic. I think that really capsulizes it. But my wife works in the hospitality industry, and I'm an oil field worker. And, you know, overall where we live and the part of the country we're in, we're pretty optimistic. A couple years back, we bought a Harvest-Rite freeze dryer and got a garden going, got some chickens going this spring. So you know, just kind of getting back to basics. But in my opinion, this country is so openly divided. Building any political bridges is really no longer an option, because when your mind is closed, your ears don't work.
No, you know what? This is actually an excellent point here, because you've seen the left that is so hysterically anti-Trump. And this isn't even a Trump comment. It's just it's relevant to what Lyle is saying. The left has become so hysterically and radically anti-Trump. No matter what he does, it's bad. No matter what happens, it's his fault. They can't even get over that hurdle intellectually. So there's no, it's like they're hopeless lost souls that have been so filled with hate that they're blinded. So it's like, yeah, you're right. How do we unite with these people that hate our guts, hate the president, hate America? You can't even find common ground with them. They're so filled with hate, they'd rather stab you in the heart till you die than find any common ground.
Well, and you know, what's crazy is here, what was it yesterday that the governors of New York and California openly say they won't cooperate with the federal government in reopening the economy in terms of, like, using their ports or whatever, you know, functionality and resources they have to get things rolling. How is this not sedition? I mean, to what degree do we have to, like, sit there and literally watch all of our constitutional rights usurped vis-a-vis this plandemic? And then have these people, not only individuals, like you pointed out just a minute ago, but literal city and state governments that just hate America.
It's the total usurpation of self-government. And that's why I've been saying this phrase so much, self-government, self-government, self-government. We need to put this notion, this thought, these words back into our modern day nomenclature. Self-government, 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 self-government. Do you get it? Self-government, 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 self-government. Are you hearing me? Is this getting through to anybody? Self-government, 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 self-government. Thank you for the call, Lyle. Self-government. Let's go to Chuck in California. Chuck, self-government. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? Let me pull over so I can turn this thing off. But while I'm doing that, the cowardice of America is totally ridiculous right now. You got people full packs that aren't on the freeway. You got people that used to gangbang and used to beat each other up, but still they're scared to come out the house. It is totally ridiculous. And then you go to the face card on Facebook, everybody's talking about Trump, but they're not talking about any solutions for our freedom being snatched out from us. It's a pimp hole situation, and we're the ones on the corner. It's time to take the pumps off and start beating these people upside the head with it. It's old, it's tired, it's burnt out. America is a coward right now. And like you said, they're cut. They're sitting on the couch watching the other guy get busy. And that's got to stop.
Yeah, and you know, there's so many, and you know, the other thing about that too is, like, Candace Owens is such, it's just unbelievable, Candace Owens. I can't be more proud to see what Candace Owens is doing. Because you have all these conservatives and people that are getting after her because she's fighting against this shutdown and you know, saying, oh, she's bad. And she just takes none of it. She just swings right back. See, even conservatives and patriots have become so cucked, they won't even stand up against these ninnies and cowards that are telling you to be afraid and stay at home. No, screw you people, man. Hey, look, if you want to stay at home and wear a mask and pretend you're Bane, fine. Not
bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's go right back out to your phone calls. Let's go to Charles calling in from Missouri. Go ahead, Charles. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, how you doing, boss?
All right.
Anyways, first of all, I want to say hi. I love the DNA Force and all the products at InfoWars, man. I take the 8-pack. I got the Turbo Force and all that jazz.
Well, thank you.
Hey, man, I love every bit of it. I'm a truck driver. I work 14-hour days on average, 5 days a week, and that's what keeps me going, man. I'm telling you, since I've been driving a truck last 2 years, I've been running on Turbo Force. Well, I don't know about Turbo Force, but I think Turbo Force for about a year.
Well, hell yeah, brother, and truckers keep America running, too, so, you know, it's mutual. And so, another folks, look, I don't know what Charles wants to talk about today, but I'm telling you guys, the people in the trucking industry know there's not much time left on this supply line at the current rate, and everything's getting shut down. Now, Charles, I didn't know you were a trucker, but you called in today. What's on your mind?
Mainly, man, I'm sorry.
We got to dump that. No cussing. No cussing. I'm going to hold you on the line, but no cussing.
All right. So, mainly, the whole problem is the fact that, you know, they were planning on doing this with Hillary. They're planning on releasing this virus. They're going to give China the role of control. like they wanted to, and then, yeah, they're going to put us in war. There is no ifs, ands, buts about it. I mean, it just happened too quick. Now they're like, okay, China released this so we can get Trump out of office. We got to get him out of office. We'll never get one world government. We'll never be able to do this. I mean, China's been building up massively on their male population for years. This is all part of their plan. It's just now they're using it against Trump. And Trump, it's sad, but it don't seem like he realizes it.
Yeah, it's
tough. Let them do what they want.
It's tough to get a measurement on Trump right now. Because, again, any other presidency, and this is going on, we're pointing fingers at the president, blaming the president. I mean, that's fair analysis and criticism for people to make. I'm not even going to deny it. So we have to measure ourselves in our response to this as well. But we also have to realize that everything doesn't revolve around Trump. And so we have to measure this for what it is and then act accordingly. But, you know, let's say that Trump is the man we thought we elected and he's trying to navigate these waters. So he's got to try to figure out, how do I navigate this World War III plan with China, which is really just meant to enslave the world, and then make it a real war to free the people of China and to get China off the backs of the U.S. economy?
Well, it's not just that, but I think one of the problems is, as Trump really needs us to prove that we're supporters, too. And the problem is Americans got lazy. I'm telling you now, I'm going to try to make it to Texas. Would you say Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday. Okay, yes. The You Can't Close America rally is Saturday, this Saturday, April 18th, noon, at the Texas State Capitol in downtown Austin, Texas.
All right, truckers, every trucker out there, let's lock up Texas with trucks. Lock it up. Every trucker should be pulling into Texas on Saturday at noon.
Wow, what an unbelievable call there from Charles. Look, I'd be so blessed and so happy if this thing got huge. Like I said, I just announced this either Monday or Tuesday. I think we'll have some numbers there. But if we had big numbers, nationwide turnout, truckers, I mean, I'll have a live stream. I'll have a microphone. I'll talk to the truckers. We'll talk to you that come out. You know, tell us what you think. So Charles makes a big request for truckers to come out here. By the way, the Operation Gridlock right now is taking over Michigan. They're protesting for the governor to be removed. Patriots all over the streets. Thousands of people out there. Folks, this is about to go nationwide. And their little pat on the head with the stimulus check and the Chinese bucks, their little pat on the head with the unemployment, it's not going to stop us. We're Americans, okay? We're free, and we're going to fight for our freedom. Charles, anything else?
Well, that's the same thing I'm going to say. We're most definitely going to fight for our freedom. That $1,200 or whatever they're giving out, I think it hit my account, but it's like a pee in the bucket, as we'll say. It's nothing. I make a lot more money than that. I ain't worried about that $1,200. I want my family out working again. I want to be able to support my family. And right.
Amen, Charles. I hope I meet you this Saturday. God bless you. Thank you so much for that call to the truckers as well. And folks, again, this Operation Gridlock in Michigan is going like supremely massive viral right now. This is only going to spark more of these this week. Wow. I mean, it's just, we're all in this together, folks. I'm telling you, massive awakening happening right now. This is the unstoppable force beast to be a movable object. Let's go to Greg in Florida. Go ahead, Greg. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, how you doing, Owen?
All right.
Hey, wanted to just touch base on a couple things. One was the fellow that called in from Ohio talking about CO2 and this climate stuff. I had a company. It's called LaserTech International. And my chief scientist, his name was Alan Hill. And Alan Hill developed and directed Star Wars during the Reagan administration. And in fact, it even, you know, on the History Channel, they even had him on there once saying that's what really stopped the Cold War because, of course, you know, they couldn't touch us with our Star Wars program. My point being is this. We have patented technology on a laser system that we've used, years ago for radon cones on the military fighter jets, stripping. And our laser system is patented technology that we use natural CO2, a gas, as a cooling system so we would not burn through the substrate of a radon cone or a fighter jet. So this whole thing with, you know, people talking about CO2 emissions and everything is totally nonsense. CO2, believe it or not, actually actually helps regulate and keep things on the cool side.
No. This is actually such a key point because it's one of the biggest deceptions of all time right in front of your face. It's like the guy on the street corner doing three card Monty who takes your $20 every time. And you're just like, what? Like, how do you keep taking my money? He's like, you're a genius. No, it's rigged. It's like that obvious. It's like the Nubian prince that says, just send me $1 million and I'll give you a castle on the moon and $10 trillion. I just need your advance first. It's like, oh, okay. No, folks, look at China that has the most CO2 emissions and look at the reforestation that's happening in China because of it. Like, have we forgotten basic science? That plants do this thing called photosynthesis? Creates oxygen, they need carbon. It's like, it's a joke.
Really. And one thing, Owen, is all of this stuff is a facade. Now I heard you mention that, you know, tanks are rolling out, they're doing some nuclear testing with certain things over there in China. This is a facade. This is just a big smoke screen. You know, you gotta wonder what's really going on behind the scenes, and thank God for you guys down there. You guys really hammered out. I don't know how you do it, but man, I tell you what, if I get a break here, I'm going to come down there and see you this weekend.
Well, God bless you. I'm not trying to make a big thing and push everybody to come this because people have their lives and they have to make decisions, but there seems to be a lot of energy. People are calling in from across the nation wanting to be a part of this. Hell, you just got your $1,200 stimulus check. Plug your gas tank. Head on to Austin, Texas this Saturday. You can't close America rally at the Texas State Capitol. I will be there. I'll have a microphone. I'll talk to you. Look, I'm not going to give up my freedom willingly here. Like, what do you think this is? Thank you for the call, Greg. Let's go to Matt in Illinois. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Owen, it's Matt.
Howdy, Matt.
I'm calling out of Illinois.
Hey, Matt, hold on a second, Matt. I got a bad connection with you. I don't know if you're on speaker or in a bad area. Can you try to fix that so I can hear what you're saying? Let's try that again.
Can you hear me now?
Better. Still a little. It's all right. It's better. I can hear you.
All right. Hey, your rally in Texas is going to be an eye-opener because I'm in Illinois. I'm still fortunately working. The government, I guess, chooses that I'm essential when every American is essential, if they choose to be.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's easy to deem someone else's business non-essential. Like, that's really easy. It's easy to deem someone else as non-essential.
It makes me think, like, all these businesses that are shut down, I don't even want to support them because they're falling into the whole thing. And, you know, I'm not a marketer or anything, but I think you guys should come out with a T-shirt that says, if you're sick, stay home. If you're scared, stay home. COVID-19. I mean, we want to work. We want to be, like, America is the greatest nation in the world. And, you know, I got three kids. I'm 28 years old. You know, I work my ass off.
What part of Illinois are you in, Matt?
I'm just outside of Chicago.
Okay.
And I work for, you know, debatably the biggest park district in Illinois. You know, I'm not going to name the name because I'm still, the board has still given me a paycheck, thank God. I got my stimulus check. And
look, I got to go to a break here, Matt. But just hold because I want to ask you one more question. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.